benefits to being in there. Right? So, you know,
snacks a little more room. Better, yeah.
Yeah, bigger chairs, I guess, bigger room. But it's just good. It's the same type of brotherhood in the room.
So. I know, half joking. But what do you have snack wise in the defensive line? Right now?
Actually, I mean, to be honest, a lot of jerky and shoes and all that type of stuff, snacks, trail mix and stuff like that. Nothing too exciting right now, so I'm trying to watch my figure anyway.
The special teams were pretty good last year, mm-hmm. you know, and you bring in a guy like Wilson, you bring in a guy like Mosley.
Yes, sir.
How good can the coverage units and the return units be this year?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, you bring guys like them, those guys in, explosive guys, and, you know, we're excited. The thing about, you know, this game and football is just, you know, we're taking everything one play at a time. We understand that we're all trying to mesh and get to know each other, and that's what the preseason is for. And, you know, but it's exciting watching them, those guys go out and make plays, and then also being able to talk and learn from their experience. You know, me myself, I don't shy away from learning from other guys and stuff like that. So, getting to talk with Tavon, getting to talk with Bad Mosey, and see how they see something or see why they, how they anticipate things just off of their own playing experience is great for me. So, you know, I'm really excited for our special teams unit this year. But, you know, as we know, it's just one play at a time.
How much wisdom can you impart on some of the young guys, the undrafted guys that are fighting for, you know, probably going to have to make the team because of their special teams, that you can get a career out of it and advance yourself?
Right. I mean, that's a job. Like you said, that's a that was my job last year. That would probably be priority. You know, it might be a majority of my job this year. So, you know, I hang my hat on it. And I think that the rookies this year understand that, you know, it's a very important, very integral part of the team. So, you know, especially with you know, the nature of this business. And we all know what's coming up, cut days and all that type of stuff. And the window of opportunity shrinking. You know, I know other people, the rookies and stuff, are really amped up this week to make sure that they make a big impression and show that, you know, special teams, they can do their job just as well as they can do their job on defense or offense or wherever they, you know, they play.
How much more comfortable do you feel going into this next 12 days than you did last year at this time or year before?
To be honest, I think as soon as you start feeling comfortable, you know, my own experience, I guess, you know, with my roller coaster ride through the NFL, I guess, and my practice squad years, I always joke with my friends and family that as soon as I felt comfortable, as soon as I started planning something 2 weeks out, and, you know, that's when I got a call and I got cut. So I was like, you know, you just can never feel comfortable. You never know what they're thinking upstairs. But, you know, my advice, and someone told me my rookie year, and I tell younger players now, is you just can't stress what you can't control. All you can do is try to go out there and play as hard as you can and leave it all out there on the field, and hopefully, you know, that keeps you a job or gets you a job. So
even now, even though everybody seems to think you're pretty safe,
I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't played the way I want to play yet. So, you know, I'm very disgusted with the way I'm playing. I think I've done my job. Honestly, you know, I think I've done my job well, but I haven't made the plays that I wanted to make. So, if anything, I'm turning it up this week.
You said disgusting. I mean, that's a pretty strong.
Yeah. I mean, I'm my biggest critic, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, that's just completely honest. I think, you know, I don't think I played terribly, but I'm happy with the way I played. So at the end of the day, I'm going home. Baltimore is my hometown. That's the first team I ever played for. My mother will be out there, my girlfriend, my brother, my family, friends, you know, everyone will be watching the game. So for me, this is, you know, like game week. This is the week I've dreamed of for a long, long time, since the first time they cut me. So yeah, it's a preseason game, but yeah, I'm gonna get up for it. This is, you know, like I said, I'm trying to earn a spot. So the day I start looking at it as I have a spot or get comfortable, that's the day that, you know, I don't have a spot, and, you know, there's someone else sitting right here. Yeah.
just the way you describe it, man, it sounds like you're great now, fine. You're mm-hmm. making plays, but you're not making impact splash plays.
That I would like to be making, you know, at this point in this stride, I guess, you know, everyone dreams of being – making the big plays and the highlights and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm doing my job within the defense, and I, you know, that's the number one most important goal. But at the end of the day, you know, I also, I have higher expectations for myself, and I can do that. I can meet those expectations while playing within the defense, and that's what I hope to show you all on Saturday, and as we move forward, continue to progress with that. So.